This Saturday, Friends of Cedar Mesa will open the Bears Ears Education Center in Bluff, Utah. The center is the first of its kind for its namesake, Bears Ears National Monument. Here with me now to talk a bit more about it is Friends of Cedar Mesa board member Tamara DeRozier. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's my understanding that it's set to open this Saturday. There are still some things that will be added on later, correct?
Well, we don't have all the exhibits in place. Primarily the one that will take a lot of time and effort will be one that interprets the tribal perspective of the various tribes associated with Bears Ears and the surrounding area. So that's still in the works, as well as the outdoor patio yard portion of the property still needs a lot of work as well. So it's a work in progress.
So what will people see when they get there on Saturday?
Well, you walk in and there are several panels of exhibits. And the primary focus is a program that we call Visit with Respect. Bears Ears National Monument is unique in it's not just a normal national monument per se. It's full of thousands and thousands of archaeological sites and cultural resources. And as such, it's very fragile. These places are very fragile. And so we've got several panels about Visit with Respect, what to do, what not to do when you go into an archaeological site. And they're beautifully done. Lots of photos, lots of images. And then there's also, a section where we have merchandise. We have a panel about the history of the old bar. And then we also have a section just about who Friends of Cedar Mesa is and the work that we do.
Thousands of donations came from across the country for this center. Were you expecting that kind of reception?
It was amazingly overwhelming. We weren't really expecting that, and so it was. We have a lot of gratitude for all the supporters from around the country that that were so generous with their donations.
Bears Ears National Monument has been in national news for some time now. There's this ongoing legal battle over President Trump's decision to shrink it by 85%. What's important about opening the center now while this battle is still ongoing?
Well, you mentioned something really important, and by participating in this interview, I guess I'm contributing to that. But there's been so much in the national, the regional, the local press about Bears Ears and the controversy surrounding first its designation as a monument and then its shrinkage in acreage. And so every article, every documentary, every news clip, it makes people want to come and see what it's all about. And unfortunately, we are our own greatest enemy. The place is being loved to death. And a lot of people coming into the area unfamiliar with proper behavior around cultural resources. And so while this controversy rages, of course, there isn't an official sort of Bears Ears National Monument Visitor Center. And so Friends of Cedar Mesa saw the opportunity to, A, buy the building, B, to set up a place where visitors unfamiliar with the area could come and get information, get a map, get some education about how to behave in a sensitive area. And so it all came together, and we just felt like we were filling a void in that education opportunity. So there is now a point of contact near the monument, Bluff, Utah, where people who can, who don't know what to do or where to go or even where where the roads are, that they can come and get information, and then they can also get some education about the area too.
To wrap things up, let's say someone who opposes the monument's designation for Bears Ears, they go to visit the center. How do you think their perception might change when they make that visit?
That's an interesting question. I I think, for one thing, the personnel, the staff people that work for Friends of Cedar Mesa, beginning with Josh Ewing, who's the executive director, on down to Jessica, who's our new, the newest hire, and she's been hired to actually run the center. Once you have one-on-one interaction with Josh and Jessica and all the rest of the staff, they are all amazingly personable, articulate, friendly, low-key, open-minded. And so if someone comes in with an alternate point of view, I think they're certainly willing to engage and to be respectful of different points of view. And certainly in San Juan County, that is an understatement.
Tamara DeRozier is on the board of Friends of Cedar Mesa, who will open the Bears Ears Education Center this Saturday, September 22. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.